Strickland had no papers. But that was not a matter to disconcert Tough Bill when he saw a profit. He took the first month's wages of the sailor for whom he found a berth. And he provided Strickland with those of an English stoker who'd providentially died on his hands. But both Captain Nichols and Strickland were bound east, and it chanced that the only opportunities for signing on were with ships sailing west. Twice Strickland refused a berth on tramps sailing for the United States, and once on a collier going to Newcastle. Tough Bill had no patience with an obstinacy which could only result in loss to himself, and on the last occasion he flung both Strickland and Captain Nichols out of his house without more ado. They found themselves once more adrift. Tough Bill's fare was seldom extravagant, and you rose from his table almost as hungry as you sat down, but for some days they had good reason to regret it. They learned what hunger was. The cuillère de soupe and the asile de nuit were both closed to them, and their only sustenance was the wedge of bread which the bouchée de pain provided. They slept where they could, sometimes in an empty truck on a siding near the station, sometimes in a cart behind a warehouse, but it was bitterly cold. And after an hour or two of uneasy dozing, they would tramp the streets again. What they felt the lack of most bitterly was tobacco, and Captain Nichols, for his part, could not do without it. He took to hunting the can of beer for cigarette ends and the butt ends of cigars, which the promenaders of the night before had thrown away.